You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take our Bibles tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. 1 Corinthians 9, if you don't have a Bible, I understand you're at a graduation tonight. And graduation speakers normally speak about 60 to 70 minutes, sometimes as much as 90. I think President Bush spoke at Alabama this last week, 90 minutes. I'm going to speak about 12 or 14 minutes, so if you'll give me your attention. Right now, we've been an hour and 1 minute in the service, an hour and 2 minutes. And normally we get finished about an hour, hour and 5 minutes on Wednesday. So we won't be long and windy. But I do want to challenge this class tonight. They're very special to us. We'll ask our ushers to prepare. Ushers, the gift for tonight. Ushers, you're listening back there. If you'll get them, come forward if you will at this time. Every year, every class, I give them a something to commemorate the message. This is a ribbon, and it says, Congratulations, 25, class of 2025 graduates. And it has a runner shoe, if you'll give them out to every graduate right now. And if you'll put it right around your neck right there, you can wear it as I speak tonight. Life's a race, and I want to look at that race tonight with you. Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, and let's read verse number 24 through 27 together, please. 1 Corinthians 9, 24, ready, begin.
Know ye not they which run a race run not all, but one is seated in Christ? So run that ye may attain. And every man shall strive with the mastery, and every man all things. Now how do ye do it to obtain an incorruptible crown, but we need an incorruptible? I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
The Bible, and I pray that we'd keep the race before us for a lifetime. We realize we're not talking about a marathon tonight. We're talking about a race. We're talking about Hebrews 12, verse number 1, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I pray that every graduate tonight would recognize they have a race. They must exercise that race every single day. Give us wisdom in these few moments together. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. When I was in high school, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we always had the PE class. There was 125 of us men. We'd stand on our little number. The coach would come by and take roll, blow his whistle, and we'd be off and running. We had to run 3 miles every Tuesday and Thursday. Now, some of you are long distance runners. I know Brother Sly runs long distance. I was never good at long distance. I hate long distance. Every good Christian I know hates long distance running. I was good at the 50-yard dash. I was fast. I could play baseball. I could play basketball. But I wasn't good. I wasn't good at all after that. I can remember running on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You had 3 miles to run, and you had no excuse, because if you did not finish the 3 miles, you came back after school, and you had to do the 3 miles. Even if you walked it, you have to do the 3 miles. So my goal was to always do those 3 miles. I had the hardest time, because I hate long distance running. 3 miles is a long ways. But I found out this, and I can remember this, in the mid-60s, I would do this. I'd always set my eye on a goal. It'd be about 100, 150 yards away. I'd say, I'm going to run to that tree. And I'm going to run all the way to that tree. And then I got to the tree. I said, I'm going to run to that sign over there. And I got to the sign. I said, I'm going to run to that automobile way out over there. And then I got over here, I said, I'm going to run to that building. And I kept my eye always on a target. You know, that's what life is about. Life in running your race, it's not a marathon. It's just 100 yards at a time. Give us this day our daily bread. God's not interested in your race 50 years from now. God is interested in your race today. What'd you do today for that race? Did you fulfill the task that God gave you? There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. Did you use your gift of the Spirit today in your race? There are talents that you have. Did you use your talent in your race today? There's abilities you have. Did you use your ability? Young people, did you use any ability in the race today that God has given to you? I don't know if you're going to make it 50 years in the ministry. All you have to make it is the rest of this year. Make it 100 yards down the way. Make it 100 yards and then another 100 yards. My Bible says, so run. Verse number 25, so run. Verse 26, so run. God's intention in your life is that you'd run your race and you'd run it being disciplined on the pathway of life. The Bible says, verse, what is it, 27 there? Temperate in all things. Temperate means self-control. You're going to have yourself in self-control. When you're running your race and you get tired in the race, and long distance runners get tired. You get tired, so you got to keep pressing on. I got to keep pressing on, graduates. I got to keep moving. I got to keep going forward. When you run your bus routes and you're the bus director and you're running 200, but you should be running 400, you're going to have to just keep pressing on. I have to do it. I've got to get it done. When you're preaching, I've got to do it. You so run. And you run with discipline as you run. Adoniram Judson was the first American missionary. He went to the land of Burma, now called Myanmar, where they just had the great earthquake about a month ago. Adoniram Judson was born in 1788. He lived to 1850. He went to Burma. They'd never seen a white man. They'd never seen anybody like him. They didn't like him, and he preached, and nobody came forward the first year or two, three. But he persevered. You know, Adoniram Judson and his wife, they got to the field, and they had baby one and baby two and baby three and baby four. After a couple of years there, nothing was happening. And kept saying, let's just keep doing this. Let's keep serving God. And Adoniram said the same thing. I'm going to serve God with my life. And then his baby died. Baby was about 2 years of age. And they laid that little baby in a little graveyard in Burma. But they stayed at it. No good results, but they stayed with it. You know, about 18 months later or so, baby two died. Baby two was 4 or 5 years of age. Baby two did not make it. And they laid that one next to the rest out by the other child. A few years later, baby three died. And all of a sudden, he's got 3 coffins in the ground and not really much work showing for it, young people. Ben Ryan Judson, he did not quit. He said, I came to do a work for God. He was arrested. There was a coup, and in the coup, the government that took over said, you cannot do your Christian work. They put him in a little bamboo hut. It was about 4 feet tall, just a little narrow thing. They put him in there, and the mosquitoes and the malaria and all of the sickness that was there. He was there 2 years. They'd throw food in there. He did not have restroom facilities. He had to use that dirt where he lay in it, and this is his place where he stayed. It was awful. His clothes were tattered. His wife snuck in one day in a pillowcase, his Bible he was working. He was working that the Burmese people could have a Bible for the very first time in their own language. And he'd work on that Bible and hide that Bible. He'd bury that Bible in that little hut. After 2 years, he was released. He went home to see Ann, but Ann's now very sick. Put her on a boat, and on the way home, she died. Now he's got a wife in a cemetery. He's got 3 kids in a cemetery. But he chose this verse. I'm going to run my race, and I'm going to run it with patience. The race is set before me. I don't know what your race is. I don't know what obstacles you have. Brother Oxenham, thank you. Tonight downstairs, he talked to these students, and he said, and I thought of the students. I thought of some students tonight. Their dads have died since coming to Bible college. Their mothers have died since coming to Bible college. Their parent quit the ministry since the Bible college. They had adversity. They had health problems. They had to drop out of college for a semester and have surgeries and get back in. But they made it, because so run I. I'm going to run my race. I'm going to run it with patience. Had an Ira Judson, buried his wife, buried his three kids. 8 years later, he met Sarah. Sarah was a sweet girl. They had four babies together. After he got married, 2 weeks later, Charlie died. He had four babies in cemeteries now. He had Ann, and then Sarah, after several years, got so very sick. She's dying. And Adoniram Judson said this, "Sarah, do you love our Savior?" Her last two words were, "Oh, oh yes, oh yes." And she perished. Now he has two wives. 2 weeks later, after he buried her, he buried his next child. He's got five little babies in a cemetery. He's got two wives in a cemetery. But he still had a commission from God. He had very little success in the mission field. But all of a sudden, God began to bless that. He was freed from the little hut where he had spent so many years, 2 years in prison. He was freed, and he was preaching the word. And people, Burmese people, saw what he had gone through, and they started coming to Christ. And you know, when he died at age 62, he left thousands and thousands of Burmese people that he had won to Jesus Christ. And a great revival took place in Burma as a result of a man that said, "So run I. So run." Young people, I don't know what's ahead of you, but I do know this, that you're going to have sorrow. You're going to hear that word, that C word, with your mate, or with your husband, or your wife. You're going to hear, "We got cancer." You're going to hear with your son, or your daughter, "Dad, I got cancer." You're going to have deacons turn against you. You will. Somebody here will have deacons turn against you. You're going to love that church. You're going to love those people, but they'll turn against you. Ask any pastor that's here. They've had a deacon or two turn against them. You're going to have church members turn on you. You're going to have every Monday morning after the offerings counted, you're not going to have enough money. We need nearly $200,000 a week to keep this place open. $187,000, I think, $189,000 to keep the doors open of the school, of the radio, of the publications, of the college, of the bus ministry, of our missions. All of it takes nearly $200,000 a week. Now I see that when we don't reach the budgets, I don't care how large the offer, we've never had enough. But we've always had enough of God, and God has always met the need. And 50 years later, I'm living testimony that God has paid for every bill, and he still will. Oh, you'll have troubles. You'll have marital problems. You're in the ministry, and you won't understand your wife, or you won't understand your husband. You'll have health problems. You'll have financial problems. You'll have building problems. But so run I. I'll never forget running that 3-mile race every week. And I'm talking about tonight that the race is just a daily journey. But in closing, I want you to know that the daily journey soon turns into a marathon. I came here in my 20s. This represents my 20s. I told the church, there's 22 people here, including the nurseries. I said, if you'll stay with me, I'm going to stay 50 years. I had my eye on the goal, but I never thought 50 years would come. And so I ran my 20s and my mid-20s and my late 20s. Before you know it, I ran in my 30s, and we're 10 years down the road. How'd that happen? I ran the 30s and 35 and 38, 39, 40. And then I remember running to the 25th. Then I remember running to the 40th. Now 60 some days, we're gonna hit the 50th. Young people, I had my eye on the 50th, but I never knew if I'd live that long. Now I've lived that long, and all those people I promised I was gonna stay 50, they're all dead. So I'm gonna make a pledge to you tonight. I'm staying another 50 years. And then I'm going into full-time evangelism. All of a sudden, Brother Fred, I look back and it's become a marathon. He's a long-distance runner. He could do this so easy. 3 miles is nothing. I'd get started. I had to look at that first marker. I made it. And the second, the sign, I made it. And the third, the car. And the fourth, the building. One lap, Treber! Start my second lap. I got halfway done. I said, I'm on the downhill slide. I'm halfway done. I came around. And I said, I got to go to that tree. My last time. My last time. I got to the tree. I said, I got to get to that sign down there. And it was the last sign. I had to pass it. I got to get to that car over there. I got to get to that building. Those last steps, man, I tell you, it was something. You know what happened? I was running a race because I had to do it on Thursday again. Next Tuesday, I had to do it again. Next Thursday for 4 years. And all of a sudden, I got out of high school and I looked back, I made it. God has given you a race to run. I have so many in this church that have gotten old with me. Where did the time go, folks? We were young 50 years ago, and now we've run our race. And we're looking back that that race was a day by day by day by day by day by day by day race. And we look back at the marathon. The Bible says, the songwriter said, when all my labors and trials are o'er, and I'm safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me. We sang downstairs tonight, keep the race before us. Keep our eyes toward the mark with patience and endurance.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.